Rahm Emanuel, fresh from being chief of staff for Barack Obama, going to Chicago to be mayor of that city, or to run for mayor of that city, his dream job, at least he's told everyone who would listen. It hit a bump in the road yesterday, though. An Illinois appeals court ruled 2-1 that Rahm Emanuel's name cannot appear on the ballot for the February 22nd election. And here, Rahm Emanuel is reacting to the news at a news conference yesterday.
I had just gotten elected to Congress 2 years ago with 75% of the vote. I had answered the President's Obama's request to serve as his chief of staff. I still own a home here. Look forward to moving into it one day. Vote from here. Pay property taxes here. I do believe that the people of the city of Chicago deserve the right to make a decision of who they want to be their next mayor.
You can almost hear him saying, what do you want me to do? Bring you the broomstick of the Wicked Witch of the West? Joining us to talk with us about the implications of the judicial ruling and also the politics behind the courts there in Illinois is Jim Warren, columnist for the Chicago News Co-op and former managing editor for the Chicago Tribune. Jim Warren, Rahm Emanuel, not a happy camper this morning.
No, I mean, it's really rather stunning with a decision that on the face of it is about as persuasive as that Taco Bell suit you just mentioned. it's, you know, just as background, John, I mean, why this is all the more stunning is the election is 1 month from today. Early
right.
voting starts Monday. Ballots are scheduled to begin being printed today. Which means that unless a court somewhat improbably rules on an emergency motion filed by him yesterday, those early voting ballots will not include his name. And this comes amid a campaign with very little precedent, I think, on a local level anywhere in the country. It's like a mini presidential campaign in organization, efficiency, money. He's raised $12 million. He dwarfs the rest of the field, five times the next candidate.
Next candidate has about $2 million, I gather.
Yeah, but he's got more money from just Steve Jobs, David Geffen, Eli Broad in Los Angeles, Katzenberg in New York, Donald Trump, $50,000, Ron Perlman, $50,000. He's got more from just a small elite group of folks than a couple of other candidates have in toto. He's worked.
He could buy another house.
Mm-hmm.
He could buy another house.
Well, you know, there are some who suggested yesterday, one professor I know suggested, if he'd only bought himself a little condo, and even if he kept it empty all year, you know, he'd be, you know, in the clear. But obviously nobody knew until September that there was even going to be a race because the mayor seemingly for life, Richard M. Daley, mayor since 1989, longest-serving mayor in the country, surprised everybody by saying that he wasn't going to run. And at that point, Emanuel got into action. But now this very impressive, well-oiled machine that really does look like a mini-presidential campaign is totally
dead in the water.
Derailed.
Well, let's talk about the judicial issue for a moment and then some of the politics behind the judges here. It's my understanding that on the Illinois Supreme Court, where this appeal will be filed, is the wife of Ed Burke, the powerful sort of city council lawmaker who is actually endorsing another candidate in the race. And what of the two judges who voted against Rahm Emanuel here? They are also part of the machine, if I'm not mistaken.
Well, yeah, but remember, it's an elective system.
Right.
So almost all these people are sort of part of the darn machine. The one guy, a key guy apparently in the decision in the majority, 2-1, Thomas Hoffman, he was hired in 1971, I think in the Corporation Counsel's office or something, by Richard J. Daley, the
wow.
long-deceased boss. When you talk about the Supreme Court, a couple of things, John. First, there's no guarantee they're going to take the case.
Right.
So Emanuel could be screwed if they don't take the case, which means that decision yesterday stands. When you talk about politics, yeah, the most powerful Chicago alderman, sort of an arch enemy of Richard M. Daley, the current mayor, and thus likely very wary of Rahm Emanuel coming in because Emanuel is going to be a powerful guy in his own right and won't in any way be beholden to Ed Burke. His wife, Ann Burke, is on that Supreme Court. So if they do take the case, tactical, challenge for Emanuel. Do you ask her to recuse herself?
Right.
Her husband is right in the hip pocket of one of your rivals. I think you can't do that because you can't roll the dice with just six judges. Because if they were somehow just a split on political lines, there are now four Democrats, three Republicans. If you take one of the Democrats out, make it 3-3, and say they voted 3-3, once again, yesterday's ruling stands.
It's a mess. What about the argument that, hey, look, these two judges were just looking at the situation and saying presidents can't come in and appoint mayors. We don't want outsiders coming in here. He may be an Illinois politician, but come on.
John, you can plausibly make the legal argument that those two made. You can say, oh, there was no ulterior motive. And that argument includes the notion of, quote, government service, unquote. That's a key phrase, which might take you out of town being confined to military service. And they pointed to some of the original legislative discussion. And, for example, it doesn't mean serving as chief of staff of the president of the United States. I found one academic who bought that. But by and large, it's a convoluted argument they made. And traditionally, Board of Elections decisions by the City of Chicago have been affirmed, and the Board of Election tends to put high precedent on intent. And his intent clearly was to come back.
All right, under a minute. Who does this favor, and did Rahm Emanuel misread the situation of Chicago politics ultimately?
No, I don't think he necessarily misread it. He won unanimously at the Board of Elections. Last week he won before the trial court, the Circuit Court of Cook County. Now, take him out of the picture and you have a mess, and you probably have two folks lined up, Mr. Gary Chico, who was a one-time aide to the current mayor, and you have, amazingly, risen from the ashes.
Carol Moseley Braun.
Amazing. Superstar American Poll in 1992 when she was elected first American female African-American.
You can't make this stuff up. Jim Warren, former managing editor of the Chicago Tribune, now Chicago columnist for the New York Times. Rahm Emanuel out. It's a whole new mayor's race there in the city of Chicago. Thanks, Jim.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. Since then, New York Public Radio's rigorous journalism has gone on to win a Peabody Award and a DuPont Columbia Award, among others. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.